This is a initial consultation of Peter Rapp, R-A-P-P, dictating as Dr. Shelley Epstein. A referral to our practice was from Dr. Deborah Schaefer, S-H-A-F-E-R, PCP, and Quorum, March 23rd, 2022. Peter Rapp is a 64-year-old male who resides with his wife of 35 years. He's the father of a 22-year-old daughter who resides in the Rockaways. He's on Social Security disability for the last 3 years for degenerative arthritis and stenosis. He worked in electronics for many years. He reports that his most recent psychiatric providers was Dr. Stanley Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z, for several years. And then Ms. Cummings from July 2021 to the present when they, quote, didn't see eye to eye, unquote. Therefore, he's seeking a new practitioner. New paragraph. He reports his psychiatric history dates back to the age of 35. At the time, he was working as a manager for a manufacturing company. He said that people in his company were pressuring him to patent. He became paranoid and ended up inpatient at Winthrop on the psychiatric unit for about 10 days. He said he tried various antipsychotics, including Novane and Stelazine, but they cause fatigue. He recalls switching to Risperdal about 20 years ago and states he's been on Risperdal since. His current medications include Risperdal 6 milligrams daily, Zoloft 75 milligrams daily, and Clonopin 0.5 milligrams, a half a tab in the morning. He's also suffering with tardive dyskinesia, and he had some QTC changes on his EKG. The Ingrezza was INGREZZA was prescribed by the Stony Brook Movement Disorder Specialist, Dr. Moore, M-A-U-R-E-R, and his next visit with her is April 23rd. He has two cardiologists at St. Francis, including one is an electrocardiologist, Dr. Jayam, J-A-Y-A-M. More past psychiatric history. He had a trial off Risperdal about 15 years ago and said that he became delusional about satanic cults. Back then he was under the care of Dr. Douglas Marcus, M.D. He denies any other psychiatric inpatient admissions other than a Winthrop, and he denies any suicide attempts. Past medical history, he had a myocardial infarction at the age of 35. He has a defibrillator. He has COPD, diverticulosis, no known drug allergies. Current non-psychiatric medications include Toprol XL 50 milligrams in the morning, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, Effient, EFFIENT 10 milligrams daily, Vitorin 10 over 40, one daily, Spiriva 2 puffs daily. Alcohol and drug use. He admitted to 250 milliliters per day of gin. He tapered himself down and has not had a drink since February 20th of this year. He says he did have some elevated liver enzymes, which prompted his quitting. Also, the movement disorder specialist at Stony Brook had referred him to outpatient treatment in the psychiatry department at Stony Brook, and they had made the suggestion of inpatient treatment at Quantico, which he declined and was motivated to self-taper instead. He also admits that he used to smoke pot daily, and also says that this has not done this since February 20th of 2022. Family psychiatric history, his brother suffered with anxiety. Social history, has two sisters and one brother. He's the second in the birth order. He has a bachelor's in computer science. He attended Queens College. His daughter graduated from college and majored in communications and is currently job hunting. His wife is a retired school teacher. Current mental status exam, he was casually dressed with fluent speech. His mood was neutral. Denies hopelessness, denies helplessness, denies paranoia, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, denies auditory visual hallucinations. Sleep and appetite are stable. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. Impression, delusional disorder versus history of paranoid schizophrenia. Plan, one, continue Risperdal 6 milligrams at bedtime. In 2 weeks, try to lower to 5 milligrams. In preparation for a TD treatment. Two, continue Zoloft 25 milligrams daily and 50 milligrams daily. Three, continue Klonopin 0.5 milligrams, one half daily. Taper in future, given history of alcoholism. Four, importance to maintain sobriety. Five, obtain records from Dr. Stanley Hertz and nurse practitioner Cummings. Six, follow up in 1 week. I'm sorry, 2 weeks with Eric Collins, MP.